I hate those flashing lights. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. You drive past that policeman just a little too fast, and you're looking in your rear view mirror for those lights to go on and for him to whip around. I hate those lights. We can have that opinion of authority when it's being applied to us. But when it's being applied to others, we can rejoice in it. We love to see the law being enforced and others being punished for the things that they've done wrong. Don't quite have that attitude when it's us involved. But in Romans chapter 13, we read, "For rulers hold no terror for those who do what is right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing." All authority is established by God, and God has given it for our good. Just imagine a society without authority. There would be anarchy. We wouldn't have any peace in our life. So God gives us authority in government to protect us and to cause our lives to be full of peace. So our attitude should be one of thanksgiving as we look at authority around us, even when it's being applied to us. But the greatest comfort that God gives us is that the King of heaven and earth, the greatest authority, God's Son, came and lived and died to take away all of our sins. Because of him, we don't have to fear God. He has forgiven us, and we will one day be in heaven where he will rule over us in love for eternity. Amen.